Mexico rocks terrorist group with capture of two key Jalisco cartel leaders. By Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on April 28, 2026. Two high-level military operations carried out by Mexico's Navy delivered a powerful blow to the most feared terrorist group in Mexico, Cartel Jalisco New Generation, CJNG. The arrests of two of its top leaders come just weeks after Mexico's military forces, working with U.S. intelligence agencies, killed the cartel's supreme leader and founder, Nemesio El Mancho Oseguera Cervantes, in February. The raids began on Monday in the coastal state of Nayarit near the town of El Mirador, where Mexico's Navy worked to arrest Audias El Jardinero Diaz Flores. The man is described as the security chief and main enforcer for the late El Mancho. As Breitbart Texas reported, CJNG is one of six Mexican drug cartels labeled as foreign terrorist organizations by the U.S. government. Hashtag Al Momento. Como resultado de labores de inteligencia y coordinación interinstitucional de manera quirúrgica, sin necesidad de efectuar un solo disparo, sin personas fallecidas, ni lesionadas. Hashtag personal naval realizó la aprehensión de un blanco prioritario. Per el desarrollo de pic.twitter.com/roeki9kqmb. Samar Mexico, at Samar_MX, April 27, 2026. According to information provided to Breitbart Texas by Mexico's Navy, they had been working alongside U.S. federal agencies and Mexican law enforcement forces on a 19-month case targeting Diaz Flores prior to the raid. Authorities confirmed that the high-level cartel leader was hiding in a cabin area with a security detail of more than 60 gunmen and had more than 30 vehicles at his disposal. Reconozco la valentía y precisión de at Samar_MX en la operación que llevó a la detención de Audias Flores Silva, el jardinero. Acciones como esta fortalecen la seguridad y contribuyen a desarticular redes criminales que amenazan a nuestras comunidades. Juntos, logramos. Embajador Ronald Johnson, at USAMMEX, April 27, 2026. Mexico's Navy deployed a large force that included dozens of naval infantrymen in multiple vehicles, along with several military helicopters. When the military force arrived at the cabin, the man known as El Jardinero and his gunmen fled the scene instead of fighting with the heavily armed force. En una operación planeada, desarrollada y ejecutada por la Secretaría de Marina at Samar_MX, a través de sus fuerzas especiales, fue detenido en Nayarit Audias Flores Silva, alias El Jardinero. Cuenta con orden de aprehensión en México y también es requerido por autoridades de pic.twitter.com/5jqtx53rzn. Omar H. García Harfuch, at O. Harfuch, April 27, 2026. Military forces carried out a large-scale manhunt where they eventually found El Jardinero hiding in an irrigation canal. Officials claimed that no gunfire was exchanged during the raid. En una operación planeada, desarrollada y ejecutada por la Secretaría de Marina at Samar_MX, a través de sus fuerzas especiales, fue detenido en Nayarit Audias Flores Silva, alias El Jardinero. Cuenta con orden de aprehensión en México y también es requerido por autoridades de pic.twitter.com/5jqtx53rzn. Omar H. García Harfuch, at O. Harfuch, April 27, 2026. After El Jardinero's arrest, cartel gunmen in Nayarit set up a series of roadblocks and torched various vehicles in an attempt to slow down his transfer for a possible rescue, and pressure the government to release him. The move was not successful as authorities eventually moved El Jardinero to Mexico City, where he is facing various federal drug trafficking charges in Mexico. Diaz Flores is also facing several drug trafficking charges in the United States, out of the District of Columbia. Almost at the same time that Mexico's Navy went after El Jardinero, a separate squad of federal forces went after his best friend and right-hand man, Cesar Alejandro Elguero Conta. Mexican military forces described Elguero Conta as a top financial operator for the CJNG group led by El Jardinero. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart News Foundation. He co-founded Breitbart News Foundation's Cartel Chronicles project with Brandon Darby and senior Breitbart management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart News Foundation's Cartel Chronicles project with Ildefonso Ortiz and senior Breitbart management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com.